as they say, and to hour number three with Jeff and Erica. You there, partner?
I'm here, Jeff. Good evening.
All right. You tore yourself away from that marvelous new movie, did you?
Yeah.
Watch the Water?
Yep. I got my canoe ready to go.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about, right? The tsunami that's coming?
God, I don't know. Look, for all of you out there who, and I understand, the media is a master, and the controllers thereof, at getting people to react. Remember how many times we've talked about that? This is a reactive society we live in now. It's been conformed and trained and programmed to be reactive. So the trick is to come up with something with some pop and sizzle that's different, that will misdirect the masses and take their minds off of perhaps the direction that many of them are going. Now, in our case here, and I'm not going to go on for very much longer, I've got a whole long list of things we both do, but there are, think about it. What has been the latest concern, at least from this program, that we've been harping about and talking about? And it's shedding. The horizontal transmission of spike proteins, mRNA, we don't know what else. There could be a lot of things. So people were beginning to figure out that they did need to be concerned about that because of some of the work we and others have been doing to bring this to the fore. Now, what I've been saying, and Erica feels the same way, is that we should wear masks, good masks, when we're out in a crowded human environment, such as a store or any other place where people are very close together. Social distancing is also a good idea. The irony of it all, just think about it. Now we come up with this new movie, which was very craftily put together and released on a time delay after the trailer was put out there, and it's just getting a lot of views. I'm not going to say anything nasty or negative about the two primaries involved, Dr. Brian Artis and Beef Stew Peters. Maybe they're deadly serious. Maybe they completely believe this. I don't know the answer to that. I'll leave that up to all of you to decide. But to entertain the idea that your municipal public drinking water, your house water, your tap water, in the first place is suitable to drink, is crazy. It's not. How many different toxins are normally to be found in any municipal tap water? Erica, what's a guess?
Oh, I would say 150,000.
Different things.
It's a whole medley of different things.
You don't want in your body. What was it, city in Michigan where they had lead? And they had all the sick kids.
Oh, there's all kinds of things in it.
All right. So you pick water. All right, water's an easy one. Everybody has water in their house. They use it to cook with. They use it to clean with. They shower, they bathe, they all that. So are there other ways that maybe they could lace toxins into that would be even more effective? Because a lot of people don't drink the house water. They know, they get it. They know it's dirty. Food, water, yes, we mentioned that. It could be in the air. Aerosol from chemtrails. They could drop it on us. Direct contact from door handles. They could coat door handles. They could do anything. There are so many ways to disperse toxins. But this particular film, or whatever it is, video documentary or video interview, Watch the Water, says, nope, it's snake venom in your tap water. Now, honestly, if that doesn't have pop and sizzle in it for misdirection and psyop purposes, I don't know what does. That's pretty damn crafty. Now, Erica was the first person I knew personally who was talking about that on this program about a year ago, that in the spike protein were sequences that mirrored snake venom. epitopes. We've been talking about this for a long time. It was first talked about 2 years ago. This is old news. But now it's been picked up and capitalized and proffered as the hot new thing to be afraid of. This is QAnon times 10. And it's working. Except with you people, most of you will keep your minds open and you won't slam the door shut on reason, logic, and maybe a little research. Go ahead, Erica.
Yeah, it's really... my take on it is that this is nothing more than entertainment for the scientifically illiterate. I mean, this is so easy to tear apart. A first-level, you know, microbiologist or biochemist can tear it apart. There's nothing here really of any substance. It's laughable. And yes, we do know that the spike protein is implicated in clotting disorders. The sequence that this Dr. Brian Artis is speaking of has been known in the virus, a sequence in the virus deliberately put there 2 years ago. This Yvette Bahar had published a paper back in June of 2020? 2020,
yeah.
2 years ago.
Where
they looked at these sequences and there was HIV-1, there was these two different types of snake venoms, there was three sequences from rabies virus.
Rabies
nobody's talking about that.
Nobody's talking about rabies. Oh. So,
I think they're saving that for a later date. Three sequences from three different types of rabies viruses. You know, and all of this leads to the fact that whoever designed this thing, I mean, here's another, you know, this is smoking gun here is just further evidence that this thing was a lab construct and not something that originated in the wild. It was designed to be neurotropic, meaning it would have an affinity to infect your nerve cells, in which it does in many people. There's many people that have had neurological devastation from having had this virus or now the vaccine. But it's because of these sequences. They allow the virus to interact with nerve cells. It's interesting. A year ago, it was the naturopaths that were picking up on this similarity with the people who had been vaxxed. The vaxxed people were having all kinds of symptoms at that point, and some of these naturopaths had these biofeedback and frequency analyzers that they were running on their patients, their vaxxed, damaged patients. And many of them were reporting frequencies associated with snake venoms. So, you know, the clotting disorders and the bleeding that everybody was experiencing, well, not everybody, but a lot of people post-vax, seemed to be very similar to what was encountered if somebody had gotten bit by a snake. But this was a year ago now, a year. So I don't know why this is looking like a smoking gun to anybody, and the idea that the entire globe's water supply has been laced with snake venom, and that's what's causing this?
How can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, how many... And king cobras are rare in India. They're not common. They're, in fact, close to being declared an endangered species. And the other one is a crate snake. How many crate snakes do you think there are? There aren't that many. How many snakes would it take to contaminate the entire U.S. water supply, for example? And who's going to be milking all these king cobras? Where are they going to get the snakes? Now, I understand that they can synthesize things in the lab pretty damn well now. So the idea that it's real snake venom just doesn't work on the numbers game alone. Doesn't work. Not enough snakes, not enough people, not enough time. I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of gallons would you need to do the planet? I don't know. It's a very deadly compound. Yeah, that's all.
It is
absurd. It is silly. And have fun, you know, have fun with it. But don't take it don't take it too seriously and start trying to alarm everyone. It's just not. You got more important things to worry about. The spike protein has these epitopes, all right? And there are 43? How many that we've identified
oh,
so far? Not with specificity.
150, and there's many. But, you know, what I wonder is why this, why now? What are they trying to distract us from, really?
Right.
And I think
what's
it's curious. I mean, we can think of a... Yeah, it is. It's, you know, we're having more and more cases of CJD being reported associated with this vaccine. The shedding thing is still an issue. I think that's the biggest distraction. If they can get people focused on the water supply and forget about their fellow human beings who are shedding toxic spike protein variants.
What happened in the last 2 months and is happening still? The sudden, unannounced dropping of mask mandates, social distancing, and other things in various countries around the world, Australia, UK, here. Some states, I guess, are dragging a little bit. But the irony of all that is you really do, if you understand the shedding issue, you want to wear a mask because it will help, even if it only gives you a 10% better chance of not becoming infected with the spike protein. You don't want that. So wear the damn mask. Take it off when you leave the store. You go in store, put it on. It's not hard to do. Stay away from people. Don't get too close. You don't know what they're throwing off. And I have a hunch, and if any of you have anything you'd like to contribute, we would really appreciate this. We have a theory. And that theory is in many places, I know where I live, where Erica lives, there are often days where there is literally half the motor vehicle traffic there normally is. Why?
Yes.
Some will say fuel shortage, inflation, fuel prices. Okay, that's true. But this began before that got to be real bad, and it's getting worse. So where are these people? There are only a few possibilities. They're dead, they're sick in bed, they can't get out of bed, they're afraid, they don't want to leave their houses, they don't want to work anymore, or they are not feeling right. They've been vaxxed and they just don't feel good enough to go out. They just want to kind of lay around. And I would ask all of you out there to think about this. And if you know people who, and a lot of people will not talk about being sick. They don't want to be sick. Nobody wants to be sick. They don't want to talk about it. But check around and see if you don't have any friends who just don't feel right, who have been vaxxed. Oh, my back hurts all the time. Oh, I have this problem or that problem. And we could list a whole bunch of them. And see if you don't find, and let me know. Just write to rentsradio@yahoo.com or contact rents@earthlink.net and let us know. I'd like to know what you see. If you know people who are just not feeling good enough to get out of the damn house, I'd be curious. And I would not be surprised to find out that that's part of the explanation as to why there's so many fewer cars on the road.
Yeah, I noticed today. There's so many people I think are putting on a good front, and maybe just in general feeling unwell, but can't really put their finger on it. But I was surprised today to see a friend that was normally fairly active. She's youngish, still in her 40s, and admitted herself to the hospital this week to have an endoscopy done or some evaluations done on why she has persistent nausea. Now, she had the Moderna vaccine probably 9 months ago and has been plagued with feelings of persistent nausea. And then somebody else contributed to this conversation. A friend said she was having the exact same problem. And now, being that it's probably 8 or 9 months out since they had their shots, they're probably not connecting the dots. And certainly, you know, you're not going to count on the doctors to do that.
No, not anymore. That's what we're asking about. If you know people or if you yourselves have maybe gotten shot once or twice, I hope not, but if you don't feel right, you'd stay home. If you feel nauseated, you wouldn't be out and about. So something's happened where there aren't enough people out there. Not like there used to be.
No, I notice it here too.
We have all over the place. We have issues to keep people worried, concerned, kept away from thinking about shedding and all that. And now we've got watch the water. There's snake venom in your tap water. It's going to get you. No, the 150,000 other toxins in many cases are going to be just as bad or worse. You want to get a home house water filtration system. You really do. And we have
one. Yeah, that's
one.
A no-brainer. That's absolutely no-brainer. Because, you know, if it's not snake venom, it's something else. You can bet on it.
150,000 something else. 100,000 something else. James McCanney has, as you know, a banner up on the homepage. And there is no finer water unit out there. There may be some as good. I don't know of any. But look at that banner and click. And there's a code on there. You get a discount. So check that out. This Watch the Water is a psychological operation. It is a misdirection, misinformation, psy-op. And I'm not saying the two primary gentlemen know that necessarily or are involved with it directly, but that's what this is. It's like QAnon. It's the same kind of thing. Keep the sheep upset, keep them worried, keep them fearful, and you'll keep them under control. So just
I
think
have to
about
wonder,
it.
Again, is it a distraction or diversion from, oh, let's just say that sequence, that patented sequence by Moderna that was also found in the spike protein recently.
Big story. Listen up, everyone. Big story.
And that sequence has grave implications for a DNA repair mechanism that, if it's present throughout the body in various cells, you sets the stage for cancer. And Stéphane Bancel, the CEO of Moderna, was questioned on it, and he didn't really have any answers at the time. He was giddy and evasive, and then he's since disappeared from public view.
Public view. He's gone. And he sold a lot of stuff.
These 41 epitopes that are a match for 27 human proteins in the female reproductive system. Why isn't that front page news? Why aren't we talking
now,
about that?
Let's elaborate a little bit on that. This epitope is a sequence in the spike protein that your immune system recognizes and codes for to kill, to destroy. Now, it just happens that 27 of those epitopes in the spike are identical, if you're a female, to genetic sequences. What would you call them?
Well, they're proteins having something to do with
your reproduction.
Yes, right. Precisely.
And
that
so
can be the development of the egg. It can be the uterus, the lining of the uterus, right. The hormones involved.
So your immune system goes after the spike epitope that is an identical clone to 27 different ones in your reproductive organs, if you're a female. And there's some male counterpart to this, too. And that's what we found already. So this is a sterilizing agent. This is a bioweapon that is designed to kill, destroy an immune system, sterilize the females. And I just cannot believe they're giving children this crap.
I know.
It's like humanity has lost all common sense. It's madness. This is not an experimental drug. It's not an experimental vaccine. It is a deployed biological weapon. You got to get that straight, and you got to hold on to that. It's doing what it's designed to do. And it's designed to do so damn many things, it's intimidating. I mean, the more I think about it, the more I really believe this thing was put together by AI or ET or us or all three. I don't know, but it is diabolical. in the ways in which it can bring down the immune system and destroy the living organism.
Yeah, it really is. And now we're talking about snake venom in the water.
For what? For what? For what reason? Really?
So we don't look at the real issues.
That's right. And James McCanney's Whole House system is designed to remove proteins from the water. Venom, proteins, probably would come right out. Look, it ain't there, so don't worry about it. And if it is there, it's probably some residue from some spike protein that got into the water supply, which is not a good thing either. So you want to get a house system that will cleanse your water. Don't drink it necessarily. Buy your water from a reputable source that is ultra purified, if you can afford it, and use that for your drinking water. Or if you can get a house unit that you're happy with and you're perfectly in harmony with using as drinking water, do it. But just think of all the things out there that are out there to frighten us. We've got war now. We've got 5 billion people injected with this crap. We don't know how many have died. We have a political system that does not serve us. We have people who are no longer thinking clearly, and that's another side effect that we should talk about, whether it's amyloid deposits in the brain, which cause ALS or Alzheimer's, or if it's a misfolding protein cascade in the brain, as in CJD, you're going to die. I hate to say that. Bruce Willis, he's got either amyloids or he's got spike-induced prions in the brain. He's got brain damage already. And we don't know what he really has. We know what his agents tell us, but there's another man who's probably not going to live too long. And when you brought that data forward last, whenever it was, Monday? Anyway, that showed, let me remember, 15, 16 people within a month, 35 days.
Oh, that was, yeah, Luc Montagnier's research, yes.
That's right. 16 people diagnosed with CJD, prion, mad cow disease, within 32, 33 days, I think it was, of injection. 16 people. And two of those were diagnosed within 1 day of getting the shot.
Yeah, the average time was 11 days after the shot. In some cases, yeah, it was a day, and the longest one was 30 days. But all definitely within a month, on average 11 days, and it progressed fairly rapidly. I mean, it tends to be a rapid disease anyway once symptoms manifest. But to have this in such close proximity to having gotten the vax, I mean, it's either like lighter fluid for something that's already happening in that person, or maybe it is the cause in and of itself.
Right. Don't forget that as you watch this movie, it's a little unclear whether they're actually talking about, I mean, they've got the double snake helix and the title wrapped around, watch the water, with two king cobras there. And the idea is that they're milking venom from these snakes and putting it in the water. There may be other ways they're doing it, but it wasn't made very clear, not easily understandable, how they're explaining away the amount of toxicity they'd need to generate to ruin the water, at least in the Western world. God, the whole world? I don't know. But we watched it. We watched it very carefully. And are the people sincere? Certainly seem to be. But there's no science to back it up. Not that makes sense.
And the other thing, he was saying that remdesivir is snake venom?
Yeah.
Because they're both yellow?
The color told me. That's all I needed to know. Same color. Got to be the same thing.
I know that. I don't know. You know, the monoclonal antibodies are the anti-venom. Well, anti-venom is a type of antibody, but there's many, many different types of monoclonal antibodies, and they're specific for what you're trying to neutralize. The whole thing is absurd. It's a carny act. And I don't know what Brian Artis is thinking, because we do have to credit him with, you know, bringing attention to the atrocities that were happening with the remdesivir. I mean, he was the guy. But I don't know where he's going with this, or if they've got him over a barrel and he's being coerced to do this, to trash his reputation with something like this, or if he's selling out for the money. I mean, it's ludicrous.
We don't know. We're just speculating. And anything could be possible in this day and age with the evil that's running the show. The Children's Health Defense Organization, childrenshealthdefense.org, very good organization. They've got a story out just today, and it'll be up in, should be up in headlines now. Watch the Water, which is the title of that documentary or interview, right on the remdesivir, but the snake venom theory is a stretch. So you might want to take a look at that. It's important. Here's the opening for it. Now, hold on. While it's true there is some overlap between the effects of poisonous peptides present in some snake venom and those of SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, claiming COVID is ultimately derived from snake venom is a poorly substantiated hypothesis. Right? In an interview Monday with Stu Peters, Brian Artis, a doctor of chiropractic, attempted to connect SARS-CoV-2, the spike protein, or simply the disease process itself, known as COVID-19, to the deadly proteins in snake venom. In the 30-minute heavily produced, listen to the music, doom and gloom music. It's pretty heavy stuff, and I'm not trying to drive you to watch it, but if you happen to see it, pay attention to the production values. Artis did not explicitly state his opinion on whether COVID is caused by a virus or by widely dispersed toxins similar to the poisons in snake bites. Steve Kirsch, executive director of the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, took issue with some of Artis' statements. "We agree there is evidence that the virus is similar to snake venom," Kirsch said. "But as for the other assertions, such as it's a poison spread through the water, I'm not buying it." Dr. Merrill Nass also disagreed with Artis, writing, "Many statements in the Brian Artis video are accurate, but some are definitely not. So buyer beware, reader beware." And there you go. That's pretty much it on our take on the conversation. Watch the Water.
You know, I have a couple of practitioners that gave their opinions earlier today.
Yeah.
You want to read some of those? A couple of them?
Yeah, sure. I've got them somewhere here. I can read. Let me read the first one, if I can get it to expand. Let's see. I'm not very good with these phones. You go ahead with the first one. I'll try and get the second one here.
This is a practitioner. "All of my patients have been sending that video to me. I watched it finally since you all posted it. I don't know what to make of it. I check everyone for spike protein antibodies and D-dimer levels. I consistently find that the injured have both elevated. I also find that metabolically unwell suffer more. On myself and healthy people, I find a normal D-dimer and a mildly elevated spike protein. If this really were snake venom molecules spliced into a cold virus, then everyone would get DIC, disseminated intravascular coagulation, and diaphragm paralysis. So the D-dimer is an indication of a test for clotting, and then the antibody levels to the spike protein would indicate you'd been exposed to spike, which, as a doctor working with these people, that's to be expected.
Right.
Another practitioner chimes in and says, "I'm not buying into the snake poison thing either. It makes zero sense to me."
Another one says, "I may not be able to do this. I can't get this thing to widen out. Let me try it one more time here." Nah. Go ahead, young lady.
All righty. Someone else says, another practitioner says, that's a good point. I have never heard of immunity to snake venom, but clearly the vast majority of people who have come down with COVID overall have done fine, even when they didn't get all the appropriate treatments. I've had a patient who is morbidly obese, diabetic, congestive heart failure, COPD, OSA, HL, ESRD, who got it, never fell ill, so no treatments because they didn't notify us then, and no hospitalization. Does that sound like what would have happened if he'd been bitten by a cobra without the polyclonal antivenom?
Oh, my.
And the last one chimes in. She says, snake venom causes paralysis. None of my patients exhibited that. I can't see how anyone would gain anything by meshing a snake with a human. Other than the obvious symbolism of the snake for modern medicine and the caduceus. In fact, I recently had my office sign removed because it had the snake on it. I replaced it with the tree of life instead. So,
yeah.
The people who are seeing so-called COVID patients on a regular basis aren't buying it. It doesn't make sense. It's absurd.
It is. All right. Now, remember, follow the money or watch the money. There's always money to be made with these things. And how could suddenly, before this thing was even released, I understand, is it true that Dr. Artis has his own line of venom neutralizing or something like that, supplements now or something?
I believe so, yes. Yep.
Well, if that's true, and we don't know that it is. I mean, come on. Was he kicking back and making this stuff up while he was getting ready to release the conversation?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, he's sacrificed a lot in this, because, I mean, this is the type of thing that gives chiropractors and naturopaths a bad name, coming out with ridiculousness like this,
right.
and expecting the public to swallow it.
Here's another story. This is from Natural News. Venom Tech. It's the name of a company. Where the hell did this come from? All of a sudden, it pops up, too. Follow the money. Venom Tech company announces massive library of snake venom peptides are available for pharmaceutical development. Nanocarriers stabilize snake venom in water. So here's another money trail that is just now being laid down. Astonishing, it is rapidly becoming apparent in the aftermath of the Dr. Brian Artis revelations. What does that say in your head? Revelations, would somebody reveal a falsehood? No, they would reveal a truth. You see how the word works? Revelations about snake venom origins for COVID-19 that many people, even some in alt media, are completely unaware that snake venom is commonly used as a starting point for pharmaceutical research. Earlier today, a UK company literally named Venom Tech announced a massive venom peptide and venom fragment library to be used for drug discovery by pharmaceutical companies, as well as pesticide used for agricultural companies. The news was widely covered in the biotech media, including at newsmedical.net, which published the announcement. Venom Tech announces new drug development collaboration with Charles River. Who's Charles River?
It's a biotech company in the Boston area.
Charles River Laboratories,
mm-hmm.
Inc.
To but, help you know, drug these peptides are you know, yes, they have been used in biomedical applications. That's not a secret. That's no smoking gun here. They are attractive because they can be used in situations where a painkiller is needed, or what else? Anticoagulants, procoagulants. They're attractive and for a number of biomedical applications. So, yes, they've sequenced a great number of them. And, of course, genetic engineering is the name of the game these days. But putting them into a water supply, I don't think is very cost-effective. I mean, if you wanted to poison a population, I think there's, I know there's easier ways
creating,
to do it.
How about creating a fake pandemic and injecting 5 billion people with a bioweapon? Wouldn't that be more
right.
effective?
Yes.
Which they've done.
Having them demand it.
And then suddenly lift the mask and social distancing mandates and shot mandates as well. They want people to, as Erica said, mix and mingle, because the aerosol transfer of spike protein is a real deal. Okay? And that's for starters. There's
yes.
more to it than that. So understand. Okay, I think that's probably about enough. Just don't get carried away with it. This guy named Craig Pardecooper, who put out a
Pardecooper, yeah. He's a researcher over in a British researcher who's he's done quite a bit of work in looking at the virus and sharing what he's found, and he put together a very nice short paper, what, 3 pages with graphs and explaining the sequences that they're finding in the spike protein and what their relevance is. And this particular paper he put out almost a year ago.
July
but again, the initial
4th.
Paper showing the sequence was June of 2020.
So he was a year after that. He'd studied it. It is Pardecooper, no N, according to this, anyway. The Serpent's Bite, it's called, July 4th, 2021. And it's right there. Look under guests and you'll see it. You can click on it, read it, share it, process it, plug it into the conversation and see if it fits. See if it fits.
Yeah, he's the same individual who went to the great trouble of analyzing all the batches. He put up the website, How Toxic Is My Batch?
Right.
So he's into this. He's a reliable researcher, and very generous with his work.
Credible source.
Yes.
Now, here's something. We haven't seen too much of Sherry Tenpenny lately, but we've got a little clip here to present to you. It's about, what, five minutes? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
News you can use. It's with the Hagman Report. She warns about what is to come and how to prepare. So let's listen to Dr. Tenpenny, whom we haven't heard for a while on the program. So here we go.
Mechanisms of injury at available by way of drtenpenny.com. That's drtenpenny.com. No period within that name. So my question is, spike protein and in the shot or in the jab versus in the wild, in the virus, same or worse in the latter?
The jabs themselves are exponentially worse because they're designed with the messenger RNA that gets injected with the Pfizer and the Moderna shot and the double-stranded DNA that gets injected with the J&J shot and AstraZeneca has the double-stranded DNA. So it's J&J and AstraZeneca have the double-stranded DNA. The AstraZeneca shot is not used in the U.S., but I know you have an international audience, and many people around the globe have received an AstraZeneca shot that has a high, high incidence of blood clot formation and heart attacks and problems with the blood. The Pfizer shot and the Moderna shot are the ones that we use here in the U.S. the most, primarily Pfizer, and they have the messenger RNA. The messenger RNA has been synthetically modified in a lab so that regular messenger RNA, because our body uses messenger RNA all day long, because our DNA says, hey, we need a repair protein over there, sends out a little message through messenger RNA that then goes to the ribosomes, which is the messenger RNA translation factory, and makes a protein to go heal that cut or that laceration or whatever you need. We use normal messenger RNA in our body all day long. But after it's been used and run through that ribosome factory, it degrades. It's done. It's over. You only get to use it once or twice, and then you have to go make a new one. Well, with the messenger RNA that's injected in these shots, it's been manipulated and modified inside of a lab. And so the end piece, the end nucleotides at the end of it, has been modified so it never degrades. It just keeps making more proteins over and over and over again. We now believe, and the science is still out on this, Doug. I mean, we've only been using these shots for not even 18 months yet, but it feels like 18 years. And so the science and the research is still coming out on what's happening with the disaster things that are happening inside of the body from this messenger RNA that doesn't degrade.
She made a good point. I just want to make it underlined. It feels like 18 years. Look what they have done to us. 2 years, and most people will have PTSD for the rest of their lives. They won't be the same. They have beaten the hell out of people all around the world with this, with fear. That's what she's talking about, without getting into it in any detail.
Also know that the proteins in the body get incorporated into the organ system. That's the spike proteins. That's what causes the multi-organ system failure. We know the spike proteins can get incorporated into your DNA. And when it gets incorporated into your DNA, it starts to break down that particular cell. And when that cell starts to that abnormal cell starts to replicate, that's what cancer cells are about. Under normal circumstances, our body has backup repair mechanisms, enzyme systems, that would go in and either destroy that cell, take out that abnormally developing cell, that cancer cell, take it out, make it just degrade it, make it go away, or would go in and repair the damage. Well, the spike protein goes into the DNA and blocks the door and doesn't allow the repair mechanism enzymes in to start that repair process. So that's why we're seeing this huge explosion of cancers from these shots. Either people that have been in remission, and now they've taken the lid off of the remission, and they are exploding. Like within a matter of weeks to months, they've gone from being in remission to stage 4 metastatic cancer that is not responsive to anything. Or we're seeing all these new unusual blood cancers or sex organ cancers, like endometrial cancers and testicular cancers, just exploding from this because of what the spike protein does. The spike protein sensitizes the B cells and the dendritic cells, which means your immune system is always now susceptible to stimulation from the spike proteins. And worst of all, what these cells do is they destroy your toll-like receptors, spelled TOLL-LIKE, toll-like receptors. Toll-like receptors 3, 7, and 8, which are your innate, God-given, God-born immune system. And the German data says that these toll-like receptors have been annihilated, completely wiped out, and they won't come back. And that's why we've been hearing all of these reports about people getting AIDS from these shots. Well, there's HIV strips inside of the protein in the synthetically made one, and in the synthetically made virus, and also because these spike proteins destroy your innate immune system irreversibly, and they shut down your CD8 cells. And, you know, under normal circumstances, if you want to get tested for AIDS, what the doctor orders is a blood test to evaluate the count of the number of CD8 versus CD4 cells. And if your CD8 cells are really, really, really low, those are the ones that protect you from infection, they will say it looks like you have AIDS. And so this is what they're talking about, how people can get AIDS from these shots, because it destroys their immune system and shuts it down, shuts down the toll-like receptors and the CD8 cells. And it appears as though that's irreparable damage and it will never come back, based on German data.
The German data also made quite clear that anybody who has gotten 2 shots after, I believe it was a month, has only 13% of their immune system left. That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
And that's why we think that a lot of people are just staying home. They don't feel well. They are sick. They don't know what they have. They can go to their doctor all day long and get nothing by way of a diagnosis. Doctors don't know what to look for. They're looking for dozens of things that they never ordinarily see, which is what Dr. Blaylock told us. And he's right. Tell us a little bit more about the cancer issue and how she's right. She's the first person to really, beside us, state it like it is. It's running wild in people, cancer.
Yeah, it's, well, is it the shots or the spike protein or both? I think it's both. But these shots, I've said from the beginning, in order to get this therapy to work, to coerce your cells into producing a foreign protein, you have to shut off the interferon response. And that's something that she hadn't mentioned. A lot of people aren't mentioning that. They're just overlooking it or don't know. But
you were the first, and this is going to become an issue at some point. It's critical.
This is the first, one of the major problems with the immune system is the interferon is the type 1 interferon, I believe, is what's getting destroyed first and is not coming back. Whether it bounces back or not, I don't know, because in the course of this COVID infection, you can actually make autoantibodies against your own interferon. So even if you had it to begin with, you might not have it at the conclusion of the infection. So there's that, and the DNA repair mechanisms. Now that is a primary in terms of patrolling for cancer. You need to be able to repair the DNA damage that happens daily. And if it doesn't happen, then cancer's on the way. You know, you have a little bit of lighter fluid with some promoters like, you know, these inflammatory molecules that come about that will drive the cancer. And then you have things that should control for metastases like the kisspeptin or metastin that's dysregulated with this. You have everything you need in this one shot to create cancer. And that's what the animal studies showed, that they're hiding now. Every single time.
Well, you said we were going to have a pandemic of cancer, and you're right, and many other diseases as well. This is so diabolically evil. It blows my mind. I wonder when they'll roll out the rabies angle. They've got those.
Oh, I bet it's coming. They won't miss that one. But
no.
You know, this will be good for a little bit of time. I don't know. I think people are too smart to hang on this one for long.
Just remember,
it's
the game
so
is to stir the pot of chaos, confusion, keep people upset, keep them arguing, keep them split, keep them fragmented, and that's what they're doing. So now it's the water. Huh? Watch how this goes. People are going to make money selling supplements or whatever to correct it. And it always works the same way. So water filters, even if this hadn't happened, we've all seen what happened in that, I think it's Michigan and Wisconsin, that city up there where they had lead in the water. My God, it was just a dreadful amounts of lead in the water.
Well, in the history of human subject experimentation, I read that the CIA added poison to the water supply of Washington, D.C. back in 1967-68.
Oh, they've done so many things, not just the CIA, other government agencies, spraying subways. They went around San Francisco Bay spraying all the edges around the bay. They've sprayed it with bacteria in the early 1951, I think. And watched how many people got sick, watched how it spread. They don't care about us. We're just numbers.
If you don't think they're doing that now, you're crazy. Of course they're doing it. It's a given.
Keep in mind, psychological operations are critical to the success of this program. Look how they scared people for a year and then rolled out these bioweapon and called them vaccines. And now look, 6, 9, 10 months later, what's happening? And do let us know if you know of people who are just, even if they say, I just don't feel good anymore, I just don't feel right, and I don't go out much. And I'll bet that there's an awful lot of that out there.
Yes. Yeah, that would account for the lack of people being out and about in general.
They want us to mix and mingle, however. Don't forget that. And I, again, would stand with Erica on this and others. Wear a mask if you go into a store. What do you have to lose? Nothing.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. Thank you, friend.
My
great
pleasure,
job.
Jeff.
As always, okay. Talk soon.
Okay. Have a good evening.
All right, Erica Kahn and yours truly, and that's our rundown tonight on the water issue, among other things. We will be back with you tomorrow. Talk then.